It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In May of 1909, William Howard Taft visited Pittsburgh. He became the first U.S. president to speak from the bima of a Jewish congregation while in office. The Rodef Shalom congregation played host to the touring president. We spoke with archivist Martha Berg about Taft's visit to Pittsburgh and the importance of his speech. Our interview began with her explaining how this visit came about.
Well, at the time, there was a very young, dynamic rabbi at Rodef Shalom named J. Leonard Levy. He was involved with all of the progressive social justice causes. He was very interested in interfaith relations. And he had a special relationship with Teddy Roosevelt when he was president. They worked on peace issues together. And when Taft succeeded Roosevelt, J. Leonard Levy felt comfortable writing him a letter saying, I hear you're coming to Pittsburgh to talk to the Yale Western Alumni Association. Would you come and talk to us too? He went down to Washington the week before to discuss the details, and President Taft said, sure, I'll come.
It apparently was not only a very important occasion that President Taft was visiting Rodef Shalom congregation, but in general, just the fact that he was in Pittsburgh at this particular point in his presidency.
Yes, it was his first visit to Pittsburgh as president, and I did a lot of newspaper research and found a lot of details about exactly what he did that day. And everywhere he went, there were thousands of people waving flags, and all the newspaper articles talked about the good security that took place all through the day, cooperation between the Secret Service and the police in Pittsburgh. So he started his day at the East Liberty train station and then went to the home of Thomas Laughlin on Woodland Road. Laughlin was Taft's brother-in-law. Then he went to Rodef Shalom about 9:30 in the morning. Rabbi Levy delivered a prayer. And may I read you a little bit about what Taft said?
Yes, and I'm sure our audience would. And this was what he said from the bima.
Yes.
And for people who don't know what that is exactly, explain what the bima is.
That would correspond to the pulpit in a Christian church.
So there he is standing at the bima, and he says this.
He starts out, my friends, I do not claim to conform very strictly to religious observances, but it has remained for the city of Pittsburgh to bring me to church both on Saturday and on Sunday. Then he went on to talk about J. Leonard Levy's close friendship with Teddy Roosevelt and praising the congregation with these words, I esteem it a great privilege to appear before this intelligent and patriotic audience at the insistence of your leader. And he was only in the temple building about 10 minutes altogether, and then went on to his next engagement, which was to dedicate a fountain at Arsenal Park. And there he spoke about hoping that someday all of the military arsenals would be turned into parks for children.
In terms of the historical significance of his visit to Pittsburgh in 1909, what are some of the remnants and souvenirs that are left that might be hanging somewhere in Rodef Shalom to this day?
Well, we do have a large framed three-part display in one of the main halls that has his portrait and an architect's drawing of the building and the text of his speech and a few other things in the archives of the congregation that talk about it. Mainly how I found out about the details was through newspaper research.
And there are recordings, not of this particular event, but of Taft speaking, which
right.
would have been in the early days of audio recordings. Let's listen to a little excerpt from one of Taft's speeches, just to get a feel for how the man spoke and what it would have sounded like from the bima of the Rodef Shalom congregation in 1909.
It is the common people of the world that are interested in this business. They know when we have war, it is they that have to bear the burden. It's their sisters and mothers and daughters that have to wait, trembling, to hear the news from the battlefield to learn whether their dear ones have bitten the dust. It's the great mass of the plain people that Lincoln loved so well that have to stand the brunt of war. They do not have the glory of coming home with the gold lace and the feathers and all that falls to the leader. They are not elected presidents because they happen to be successful. They know the demoralization that follows in the wake of war. We should lead the way, and all doubts as to our constitutional authority should be resolved in favor of our stepping forward as a nation with the power, the wealth, the fortune, and the opportunity that God has given us to help along the movement of Christian progress toward permanent peace.
And that is President William Howard Taft speaking in 1909. And Martha, you've had a chance to listen to these recordings even before we play them just now. What are your thoughts about the way that the man spoke and his manner of presenting himself to people?
Well, the language, of course, is a little bit different than what a president would use today. But I think it's wonderful that we still have these audio tapes that we can listen to the voice of a person speaking more than 100 years ago. It's just great.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we're talking with Martha Berg. She's archivist for Rodef Shalom Congregation here in Pittsburgh, talking about the 1909 visit to Pittsburgh by President Taft, who became the first U.S. president to speak from the bima of a Jewish congregation on the Sabbath. That was back in May of 1909. Martha, I'm curious as to what the relationship was between President Taft, the Taft administration, and the Jewish community in the United States.
I do know that while Taft was in office, his relationship with the Jewish community was a little bit, he sort of got mixed reviews. Some people felt that he was a great friend of the Jews, and he was, I learned, the first president to invite a Jew to lunch at the White House, and that was Julius Rosenwald, who was the head of Sears and Roebuck Company. And Taft also appointed a Jew to the post of ambassador, U.S. ambassador in Istanbul. But that was considered possibly a kind of a token movement because President Roosevelt had appointed the same person to that same post before. And there were some times when Taft spoke up for the Jews. For example, when there was a move to institute a literacy test for new immigrants, and that was felt to be discriminatory toward people who did not speak English as their native language, and he spoke out against that. But when the Russian government refused to honor the U.S. passports of Jewish U.S. citizens, he did not speak up about that until the Congress forced him to abrogate a treaty with Russia that had been in place since 1832. So he had kind of mixed reviews from the Jewish community.
Martha Berg is archivist at Rodef Shalom Congregation in Pittsburgh, and she's been talking with us about the historic 1909 visit of President Taft to the Rodef Shalom Congregation right here in Pittsburgh. Martha, thank you so much for bringing this story to our attention. It's been a pleasure visiting with you.
Thank you very much.
Coming up, we'll walk in the footsteps of other U.S. presidents who visited the area when this special President's Day edition of Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.